You're now listening to From the Jump, where we keep the convo going with the latest and greatest in hip-hop. With your hosts, Mr. White and Syllable. They tell it like it is.
From the Jump.
Welcome to From the Jump, your source for all things hip-hop. I'm your host, Syllable. This is my co-host,
Mr. White.
And today we're going to talk about Rico Nasty and the recent events that have been happening where a lot of fans have been booing her off stage. Now, if you haven't had a chance to check out our other episodes, please check out our YouTube channels. We do album reviews. And also make sure that you take a moment. Also make sure to take a moment right now to just comment below. I subscribed, and we'll do our best to respond to your comments and make sure that we can get back to you, and we appreciate you. So thanks for tuning into From the Jump. Now, to start this off, you know, Rico Nasty was on the XXL 2004 freshman list. And so she came out there. Her album, Anger Management, got critical acclaim from Complex and Rolling Stones and a bunch of other magazines. So it looked like she was running up pretty dope. Started off with one of her first songs, which was iCarly back in 2016. Now, what's interesting about this is that the other rapper that I'm thinking of during this time period that got released was Kyle. He also released I Spy. Similar titling format with lowercase I, capital S-P-Y, right? And same thing for iCarly. So they got released at the same time, and to me, they sound similar. Same kind of bubblegum rap. What do you think, Mr. White?
I would agree. I mean, there's definitely other artists like Made in Tokyo and Lil Yachty that were also coming out at this time, making this very bright, bubbly music with production that was not typical of hip-hop at the time, you know, and it definitely was off-putting for a lot of old hip-hop heads. You know, this is an era that was very much known, and it's called mumble rap era of rap. So her being a 2019 XXL freshman, it seemed like she was poised to make moves. She was in the class with
Megan Thee Stallion. You got Megan Thee Stallion in the 2019 XXL freshman list. We got Megan Thee Stallion. We got also other people on that was Roddy Ricch. So Megan Thee Stallion is definitely someone who can rap very well. She's beautiful, and she's also just, she's got that, whatever that it factor is, right, that just makes a rapper, she's got that. She's got that stage charisma and that presence. And so, you know, there after Rico Nasty got booed off stage in Los Angeles, she started tweeting about how she's crying herself to sleep on the tour bus every single night. And so mental health is important, definitely, but we also have to question, are you ready for this? We also have to question the validity of her actually having fans and how many of those likes on YouTube are genuine versus artificially generated by a marketing company. We don't really know.
Yeah, and I mean, she's on a tour with an artist that's much bigger than her, in Playboi Carti. He has a certain type of vibe. All of his music is kind of centered around the energy, not necessarily a lyrical artist, but he fits into a space with his music, and I think that's what makes him popular. So when you're listening to Rico Nasty, you're trying to find undertones and hints of that in her music.
Where does she fit?
But it really doesn't make sense to me.
So, you know, pause. So shortly after, we're talking about iCarly. She's got Hey Arnold, another one of her early hits that she was popping off with, you know, by now it's got millions of views. I think at the time it was coming up with like 500K views on YouTube. So she started making a name for herself on YouTube. And as we've discussed before in previous episodes, you don't even need the co-signing of a record label to start making it. Once you establish you've got a fan base and a following on YouTube, you can get signed. And she eventually got signed by Atlantic Records. You know, she got hits like Smack a Bitch and Poppin'. So she went from this style of kind of bubblegum rap in the Kyle version. She shifted, she changed styles to kind of something more harder, more kind of like screamo rap a little bit, and her like Smack a Bitch tracks. And so she changed styles, and I really tried to give her a chance to listen to a lot of her stuff, but the real question is, does she really have a fan base as big as it appears on YouTube? I question this because we're talking about multiple shows. She gets booed at Milwaukee. She gets booed in Los Angeles. And she gets booed off the stage and the point where the fans are chanting, Cardi B, Cardi B, right? As you can see in this video right here that we're showing right now.
They're chanting Playboy Cardi, Playboy Cardi, Cardi. They want him on the stage. He's basically in the back, you know, the headliner waiting to come on, and she's just not really bringing it. You see that she doesn't have the stage presence. She's getting angry, cursing people out, talking about this ain't no MF and playground. It's crazy because you have to be able to handle yourself when you're in those situations. We talked about comedians when they do their shows, and if a heckler comes, then what they try to do is basically either make a joke about it or they basically shrug it off and they continue on with their act. She stopped performing, it seemed like, multiple times when people showed a dislike for her music. And as a performer that's on a major tour like this, you can't do that. You got to have tougher skin than that.
Yeah, and in Portland, Oregon, someone got so disgusted with their performance, they threw a water bottle at her. Now, there have been other major acts who've had water bottles thrown at them. I've seen the videos of this stuff, and they still continue performing. They don't stop the show. I mean, there may be a stop in the middle for a little bit, but they keep on performing. Now, obviously, this can't be the case in every situation. As we talked about with the Astroworld situation, there's a lot of critique on Travis Scott for not stopping the show when people are literally getting hurt, dying at the show. That's definitely a different situation than being heckled. In this situation, she's not able to handle herself. If you look at a lot of kind of her contemporaries, you know, Megan Thee Stallion that came out in her freshman class, you look at other rappers like Cardi B, you look at other rappers other female rappers like Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is not going to be fazed by someone heckling her in the crowd. I was doing a show at the Bill Street Tavern in Austin, Texas for hip hop, and someone was heckling me in the audience, so I didn't stop the show. Instead, I just took the beat and I freestyled and I battle rapped the dude and I put him in the spotlight. He really didn't appreciate that, but I was on stage. I had the power. Now, if you look in the video that we're showing right now of the water bottle incident in Portland, Oregon, we're going to show this video to you right now. Now, what you see in this video, look at that DJ. He is doing his best. Putting in sound effects.
The bombs and stuff. Boom, boom. She dives off the stage, right? Into the crowd.
Into the crowd.
Crazy.
Until security drags her back up. So, listen, I can respect trying to get bowdy. I can respect that, but you also have to look at your brand as an artist. Mm. If you bring yourself down to the level where you're getting provoked and you're jumping in the audience because someone is heckling you, you've now lost the fight. You've now lost the fight because you're definitely not going to come out on top if you can be provoked into giving up your place on stage. So in this incident, I mean, I want to first of all say that, you know, she's tweeted about feeling like, you know, I want to die as much as you guys want me to, right? Stuff like that. We definitely support mental health. And if you know anyone that is, and just like Complex says beneath the article about this, if you know someone that's contemplating suicide or having an issue with that, please reach out to hotlines and help them out. But this also seems an over-exaggeration of what's going on, and I'll tell you why. If you look at her videos, if you look at her performances on stage, it does not look like she's actually being herself. It doesn't look like she's reflecting her true character. Now, every rapper has somewhat of a rap persona, but at the same time, a lot of that is connected to who people really are. And the more natural you are and comfortable you are being yourself, the thicker skin you have.
And it's unfortunate that she's, you know, having these thoughts. She's crying herself to sleep on the tour bus. Although this is kind of fulfilling one of her dreams. But I think she needs to basically pick herself up. She needs to toughen up a bit. And she needs to definitely try to connect more with the audience, if that means making better music. Or if that just means having better crowd control. She needs to be having fun up there. People could tell if you're not having fun and you're not enjoying yourself. People could tell when you have a certain type of energy about you. And this is the reason why Playboy Cardi, for instance, he can have songs that are almost, you know, nonsensical in a way. They're not lyrical, but he has a vibe and people love that vibe, right? Whereas Rico Nasty, I'm just really not sure what she's bringing to the table on this tour.
Well, and so I like the point that you're making on the fact that we got to look at what the artist is bringing. So I want to give people the chance. And as a fan of hip hop, I'm always going to be looking for that vibe, that feeling that you feel when you see someone in the zone, they're doing their stuff. This could be someone freestyling in a lunchroom cafeteria. We've seen all types of videos on YouTube that have blown up, gone viral because you see someone in the zone. It looks like she's playing pretend. I'll just be honest. It doesn't look like she can rap that well. Sometimes she sounds a little offbeat, doesn't really sound like she's in the swing of things because I feel like it's thirsty. It sounds like everything that Rico Nasty is doing is just too thirsty. It's try too hard. She doesn't sound like she's in her element. Whatever that sound is, it's her element that she needs to find that. She needs to find that, get in the zone, and do whatever that is. I don't know what that is for her, but she doesn't sound that good. I'm sorry, she doesn't. If she was a talented rapper, that'd be a different story. If Nicki Minaj was crying herself to sleep because the heckling had gotten so bad, that'd be one thing. Nicki Minaj is amazingly talented. She's incredible. But at the same time, you got to look at the fact that because she is that talented, she's not getting heckled. She has the fan base to carry her forward. This is not the same thing.
Yeah, and I think she took some hits at the fans talking about they had blonde pubes, basically implying Black. That these white people don't know good rap music. And come on now, that's a little bit short, right? You have to kind of get to that point and realizing that there is more to rap than just being Black. There's more to rap than just getting on a beat. You have to bring something to the table. And without doing that, you're not going to connect with the fan base and you might get booed off stage. But let's take another artist like Coi Leray. She's been booed many times, but you've never seen her act like that. She's been frustrated for sure. But I've never heard any stories of her trying to dive in the crowd or do anything. Like, and they make fun of her all the time. But it's odd to say that she has tougher skin than this artist who seems to have been in the game much longer at this point.
I would still listen to her. I listen to Coi any day over Rico. I just can't listen to her. I've listened to multiple songs, all of her big hits, you know, whether it's Poppin' or Smack a Bitch, you know, her Anger Management album, which got critical acclaim. I listened to so many tracks, and I'm still missing that one element in her songs that's going to make her pop, that just establishes her as an artist because it seems too much of a caricature of who she is, whoever that person is. So what we want to say is definitely support mental health here from the jump. We support that. But sometimes you also have to have a thicker skin. If you were being yourself, your skin wouldn't be as thin because you'd represent who you are, right? And I feel like that's not happening here. I feel like if she was really coming through with whatever her soul essence is or whatever that personality is that she actually has, rather than the caricature of what she thinks a rapper should be, she wouldn't be as offended and she would do the show and she'd be dope. But I don't think she's a dope artist. I think she's got a long ways to go. And I think the first step is for her to look at how she can become a better artist, get some mentoring. But what do you think? Do you disagree? Do you think this is the wrong take? Feel free to comment below and subscribe to another episode of From the Jump. Peace.